Voters in Sebring approved all local tax and charter issues on their November 4th ballots. Residents renewed 2 3-mill levies, one for the fire department and another for the park system. Voters also passed 2 charter changes, one revising the Parks and Recreation Board and another eliminating the Civil Service Commission, which passed by just 1 vote. In Beloit, voters renewed a 5-mill levy for village expenses and a 1.5-mill levy for the park system. Voters in the West Branch School District elected 4 new members to the Board of Education Tuesday with no incumbents on the ballot. Debbie Helm defeated Svetlana Heron to fill an unexpired term ending in 2027. For the 3 full terms, Peggy Shaver led the field, followed by Penny DeShields and Tanya Dean, who narrowly beat Samuel Jennings. The shakeup came after 3 incumbents were removed from the ballot or withdrew from the race ahead of the election. Work is underway to demolish Canton's 100-year-old Cromer Reservoir as part of a $16 million water system upgrade. The underground reservoir, located on Cromer Avenue Northwest, was drained earlier this month and will be replaced with a smaller, partially above-ground storage tank. City officials tell the repository the new 7.5-million-gallon tank will improve water quality and pressure for about 60% of Canton's customers. Demolition is expected to continue through March, with the new tank completed by December 2026. The project is funded through a loan from the Ohio EPA. Family Farm and Home will open 2 more locations in Stark County. The Michigan-based company currently has 1 location at 1370 East State Street in Alliance. A new store will open in the Springbrook Plaza on Whipple Avenue Northwest Tuesday, while construction has begun on a location at Route 62 and Harmont Avenue in Canton. That store is expected to open in the spring. The Jackson Township store is fully staffed, and the Canton store will begin hiring in January. The Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District has broken ground on a new regional safety center at Tappan Lake. The $4.6 million facility in Scio will house both the Tappan Lake Volunteer Fire Department and a new ranger training center. MWCD Executive Director Craig Butler says the project will improve coordination and training among local emergency agencies while strengthening community safety. The center will include classrooms, training areas, and a helicopter landing zone to improve response times. Construction is expected to be complete by September 2026. Defense attorneys for William Long want key cell phone evidence thrown out in his upcoming aggravated murder trial. Lawyers say prosecutors plan to use cell phone data and a mapping program to place Long near the scene of his ex-wife's November 2023 murder. According to the Salem News, they argue the technology is unreliable and unproven. They've asked the court for a hearing to determine if the evidence can be used. Long is accused of shooting and killing 50-year-old Michelle Long outside her Butler Township home. His trial in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court has been delayed until February 3rd. With a motions hearing set for November 18th. For the second straight morning, Youngstown police are investigating a violent crime in the city. Detectives say a man was shot around 1 a.m. today on North Bell Vista Avenue on the city's west side. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he is in stable condition. Police are still working to learn who fired the shot and what led up to the attack. The shooting occurred just a day after a separate stabbing on McGuffey Road on Youngstown's east side. The Mahoning County coroner has ruled the death of a 3-year-old Struthers boy as accidental. Investigators say Gianni Jackson died August 15th after shooting himself with his father's gun inside their Spring Street home. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office took over the case due to a conflict of interest with Struthers Police. Detectives have completed their investigation and turned the case over to the county prosecutor to determine if any charges will be filed. Former Mahoning County Deputy Clerk of Courts Jennifer Saccone has been found in contempt for failing to pay a settlement. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney issued the order Wednesday. Saccone was ordered to pay $4,000 by November 17th, or a warrant will be issued for her arrest. Neither she nor her attorney appeared for a hearing Wednesday. Saccone had been ordered to pay plaintiff Carol Lynn Morgan a settlement of a lawsuit over a retainer paid to an attorney before his death. Saccone was fired last month. Police say a Warren man is in custody after a Wednesday stabbing in a Niles Plaza parking lot. Officers responded to the Gentry Center on Route 422 after reports that a man had been stabbed in the neck during an argument. Investigators used surveillance footage to track the suspect to the Days Inn less than a mile away. 52-year-old Kenyon Kellum was arrested on attempted murder and felonious assault charges. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. His condition is unknown. An investigation continues. The head of the United Auto Workers Union is speaking out about job cuts at Lordstown's Ultium Cells plant. UAW President Sean Fain hosted a town hall Wednesday to address members' questions about layoffs and plant closures nationwide. 550 jobs are being cut at the Lordstown facility, with 850 more expected in the coming months. It's part of more than 3,000 cuts at 6 GM-related plants. Fain criticized General Motors, saying layoffs are a choice, even as the company raises its profit expectations to $13 billion. A job fair for affected workers is set for November 18th at Kent State's Trumbull campus. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.